Hello, hello. Hour two of the Shop Girls on MyTalk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in. We're so glad you're here because it is that time when we open up the phone lines and invite you to give us a call. What are your questions? What do you want to talk about? Let's talk shop. 651-641-1071 is our number. You can also go on the MyTalk app and send a note to the Shop Girls or on the website, mytalk1071.com, and click on Shop Girls and message us there. We do have a question.
We do, from Cynthia. And she wanted to know if we had any birthday gift suggestions for a man turning 75. He's active, a golfer, and well-traveled. She said, I don't live locally, so I would appreciate suggestions for things I can order. $50 to $75 range. Many thanks.
I have an idea. I'll call on you. My idea is a website called Mark and Graham. It's a go-to of mine, especially around this time of year for dads, for grads. It's really good for monogrammed gifts. MarkandGraham.com. There's a whole category for men, and you could do anything from a money clip wallet, a watch holder that holds three different watches, and you could get that monogrammed. You could do a leather tray, like an attaché tray to keep your coins and watch and stuff like that. I also like the luggage tags, really nice luggage tags, and you can choose all kinds of colors and fonts to do the monogram.
I was going a different direction.
Yeah, where were you going?
Well, I was going the golf direction.
Okay.
Since he enjoys that. Mm-hmm. First of all,
they have golf accessories too at Mark and Graham.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
But there are some great golf brands, some clothing, if you want to do clothing, like Travis Matthews, among others, where you can.
You were going to say Travis Scott.
No, I wasn't. Who is Travis Scott?
A musician.
Don't put words in my mouth. Anyway, I mean, you could go that route. Golf balls, I think, are always appreciated from the from the people that I know, being I'm not a golfer.
Uh-huh.
You lose them all the time.
You do.
So it's kind of a nice thing, and there are some very expensive golf balls. Mm-hmm. So. And you can get them monogrammed if you want to do that, too,
sure.
Which is kind of a neat idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think
I just thought when she said something she could order, this is an easy site. I love a site where you can order, but it's you can make it personalized. So that was my idea. The other thing is, if you wanted to do like a whole gift box, go to a site called Minnie and Paul. It's a local, but you could have it shipped anywhere in the country, and they've got different themes, and there are ones for men as well as women, especially coming up on Father's Day.
Yeah.
So that would be a fun way to do set of gifts.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I hope we've helped.
651-641-1071 is our number if you have other questions. And you can email us anytime. We do our best to get back to you throughout the week, if not live on the show. All right. What else is on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about something that I've wanted to talk about for weeks, but we never get to.
What's that?
Because it just intrigues me. So there, you know how a lot of people, when they have a baby, especially their first one, they want to do a photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in hospitals, they often have a photographer there that can do it. And they put the baby in a basket or that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But would you think about spending $10,000 or
more? I really wouldn't.
A baby photo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has become a very popular thing among people who can afford it, obviously. But there are many photographers. I've seen this Wall Street Journal had a great article, and I've also seen one of the photographers from New York on, I don't remember which, if it was Today Show, Good Morning America, whatever it was. But what they do is they take pictures of these brand new babies they're usually passed out and because they sleep a lot when they're very little. And they put them in situations that, you know, means something to the parents. For example, this photographer said she recently had a shoot of a sleeping baby passed out in a pint-sized nightclub with a half-eaten pizza and a glass of whiskey because the parents wanted it to pay tribute to a 1970s punk band.
Okay.
And Another one shows this little baby in a, I mean, you can't tell how tiny it is, but in this tiny chair with all kinds of clothes around her, all these fashionable clothes around her so that it looks like, you know, it's her fancy closet. This woman, her name is Clark. I don't know what her first name is. She is a part of this group, and it's a whole set of photographers that have been doing this. She set up a 24-inch high set to stage a Starbucks.
Erica Clark. It's okay. Called the Pod Photography in Culver right. City, California.
And, right, and that is just one of many that are doing it. Mm-hmm. She has set up a barber shop. She has set up a plane cabin. And it's all the idea of having fun with these pictures, something to look back on later, to capture the personalities of the mother and father, how they envision their mm-hmm. child later in life. And while, you know, they say a lot of people will walk away from this because price is so high, but one of the mothers said, to me, it felt like it was worth it. I know what she looks, when she looks back on the photos, she'll get a kick out of it. I mean, you look at some of these pictures and they are hysterical.
Yes.
But I just can't imagine.
Don't you remember Ann Getty?
Yes. She did the same. Well, she did it a little different idea. But yes, she used to do
these are
great
more
pictures.
Like entire sets. And
right.
Scenes.
Elaborate.
I mean,
of
look,
things.
If money is no object.
Right. She
I
said
guess.
This. Erica Clark said her photo packages start at $2,000. Parents have paid as much as $11,000 for complicated photo settings and for multiple pictures and all. She likes to begin planning with parents about 20 weeks before the baby is due.
20 weeks?
20
half
weeks.
That takes half a pregnancy to plan these photo shoots?
Apparently, there's a lot involved in building these tiny little sets.
My goodness.
There's one little boy, it's a Game of Thrones kind of thing. I mean, where he's got a crown on his head. And I mean, you can't appreciate just how little they, you know, they're tiny babies.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess if you've got the money and that's how you want to spend it.
Kind of I'm just so idea. Glad that you finally got to talk about this.
I am too, because I just think it's so weird, I guess. I mean, I just think of so many other things that you could spend money on. But,
yeah,
you know, that's okay.
Okay.
Everybody has a
speaking
right.
of affordable, at the other end of the spectrum, how about Jessica Simpson? She's got a new affordable line.
Oh, she does.
I feel like I haven't heard a lot from her.
You know what? We haven't. It's been a while. And she looks really good now, too. I mean, she, you know, has... I don't know. I think she lost a lot of weight, actually, is what happened. Yeah. But she has a line that is coming out at Walmart. The brand is called Jessica Simpson Style. And she has done, again, we're talking kind of boho, because it's boho chic summer clothes that she has done. Almost everything is under $40. There's clothing, jewelry, swimwear, and there's like 100 new pieces that are there. So I believe they are there right now. I think
she sold her shoe.
Her shoe,
brand.
As far as I know,
it
she did.
Does still exist?
I don't know. I haven't seen them anywhere in a very long time. That doesn't mean that they're not. And if somebody knows.
No, I'm checking.
Maybe we can find out. Mm-hmm. But there's some very cute, you know, there's rompers, there's dresses, jewelry, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so. No, DSW has them. And there is a Jessica Simpson official website. Yeah, and it has all of them. And they're just as high as ever. She has
Are
not
they
brought
really?
Them down at all.
Huh.
Huge, high platform, crazy heels.
So, you know, another thing that they are, the people in the know are saying are coming back are capri pants.
Mm.
Did you ever wear capri pants?
I think I dabbled.
Audrey Hepburn did. Mm-hmm. And if Audrey Hepburn did, then they're good enough for anyone. And they say not to confuse them with pedal pushers. You know what the big difference they say is? The pedal pushers have like a slit at the knee.
Mm-hmm.
And capris are just a straight pant that ends a
just
little below
the knee. Yeah.
I think they're cute. I think it depends on what you're wearing and what they go with and all the rest. But, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with them.
If you look at, though, Marie Claire has a whole roundup, and they're all wearing heels with them. And I do think because of the shape of them, that's probably the way
they
look
Audrey Hepburn wore ballet flats.
Yeah.
And ballet, I mean, but it's good to
I don't
be
know.
Audrey
I think
Hepburn.
But, I think it's a tough look. It's hard to pull it off, but it's possible. It's possible.
Okay, you try it and let me know.
Yeah, I think if you go monochromatic, I think that's an easy way. If you were just in all black and you had them and they hit, you know, a little below the knee, or with a jacket, you know, you could do an oversized jacket.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's
but they also, they showed a very cute summery, like a black and white check capri with like a little crop top that was ruffled.
I mean, some of them are almost just like a very, it's like a cutoff, you know, skinny jean. Sure. I mean, there are some that skim the knee that it almost looks more like.
They call them different names. All of these pants just keep coming back and going round and round. So wear what you like. Mm-hmm. That's my take on the whole thing.
The feedback on Taylor Swift is still coming in.
One
of our friends who has been stewing about this for a whole hour has just said, Taylor is so much more than a singer. She is so philanthropic. Libraries, music, hurricane
you
relief,
don't, people,
public schools,
people, just,
service dogs, food banks.
Wait a minute. I don't think you understand.
COVID
I
relief.
Admire,
and she treats her staff so well. She paid
she
them
does.
$50 million each. That comes from longtime listener Joy.
$50 million each? No, she's got that wrong.
No, not 50. Yeah, no. She does have that
wrong. Yeah, she's got that wrong. Look that up again, Joy. But this is what I want to say before anybody else gets angry. I appreciate all she does. I think it's great.
Yes.
All I say is I don't really like her voice that much.
But the real question is, will Taylor Swift be wearing capri pants this summer?
I think she will.
Okay, we'll be back with the tech report right after this.
That's Michael. He's in the middle of a massage at the YMCA. He says he's glad he found out he can add well-being services onto his Y membership, like acupuncture, meditation, and nutrition classes. And massage. Oh, yeah, totally. So join the Y at ymcanorth.org.
I'm
going to
start without you.
Oh, all right. I was taking care of a text message.
Of course you were.
We're just getting back.
I'm really
it's fine.
Sorry
you're listening
that
to Shop
our
Girls.
Show gets in your way.
You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan. My mother, Harmony, is here with the tech report.
The internet is a series of tubes. Tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's tech report.
So first, I have to just say this, because when I saw this little article, I thought, but that's our little intro. You know how he says the internet is a series of tubes? That's Rocco, right? Isn't it that is doing that little...
Well, he doesn't...
I think it is Rocco, yes.
Thank
that's
you,
That's not
Lexi.
Him saying that. It's a sound bite that he's grabbed from something else. He put it together.
Okay.
It's
whatever.
His mastery.
Okay. But he says, you know, the internet is a series of tubes. And it is. I came across this little thing on The Verge, and it says that there are hundreds of cables and hundreds of thousands of miles that run the internet. And it is more than we realize or think about, through a series of like garden hose sized tubes on the ocean floor. And without these tubes, the modern world would kind of collapse. So the people that are responsible for keeping all of those tubes working really make the difference in us being able to use all of this technology. If you want to learn a lot about it.
That's deep.
It is. The ocean's very deep. There is an episode of The Vergecast where they talk to somebody who really knows all about the undersea cable world. So I just wanted to point that out if somebody's interested in checking out those tubes.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much.
On a lighter note, Dove, but I think this is a really important thing. Dove Beauty Products has pledged to not use artificial intelligence to represent women in their advertising and communications as part of, you know, they have this long running campaign of Real Beauty that they call it, and they're celebrating their 20th anniversary of doing this. And they have a new ad campaign called The Code. And it's set to, do you know the song Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka?
Mm-hmm.
Come with me.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's this campaign is set to that song, Pure Imagination, as women submit prompts to AI to generate beauty looks. And the video shows Dove's vision for what the technology could make and how women could look, but really it's not real. This is not what women look like. And so the brand that owns Dove, Unilever, has established real beauty prompt guidelines. So it can help a user to generate AI creations that are much more representative of what they look like, of what women look like. And they've also got celebrity ambassadors that they're using, Reba McEntire, Drew Barrymore, Beanie Feldstein, among others. Mm-hmm. And Dove thinks that AI is one of the biggest threats to portraying real beauty. And they feel that it's really important to make sure that they do not do this. They are fighting against this, and they don't want women to feel even more, you know, like, I can't ever look that good. They want people to realize that real women look beautiful. And so they are going with that look. They are not using algorithms, and they are not going with any AI. Hmm. Now, here is an AI. I guess you're not very excited about that. Okay. Here's another thing that AI is doing that is an interesting thing. I would not have thought about. It's amazing what it can get into. There's a company called The Perfect Corporation, and they announced that it has an AI tool that it can identify your hair texture, thickness, and curl patterns in seconds. And so with the result, then retailers can enhance and customize shopping experiences. So this tech tool can actually identify up to 10 distinct curl patterns and shapes. Hmm. So they scan with a camera, and shoppers can learn their hair type and get recommendations that, you know, will give them the best products for what they need. The AI hair type analysis puts a customer in one of 9 hair type ranges across 10 categories, from straight to coily. And I'm not trying to say curly. I'm trying to say coily.
Got it.
Do you understand that?
But you mean curly.
No, I don't. I mean coily. Uh-huh. Because that's what they say. They've got every category from straight, slightly wavy, medium wavy, curls, extremely coily. So there are many of them.
Not all curls are the same.
They aren't. They aren't. And that is very important that you know that. Mm-hmm. So this is a new way of apparently a new tool that can help in the hair care industry, mm-hmm, and be able to actually, you know, tailor the needs of the customer.
Okay.
Best Buy has come out with an Envision app exclusively on the Apple Vision Pro. So what this is going to let you do, if you're using the app, customers can visualize products. So you've got, you know, your app, your Vision Pro thing from Apple.
I don't.
Well, I'm sure most people do. Mm-hmm. But they can use this.
Where is yours?
It's tucked away. They can use this app so they can visualize products like TVs or appliances and furniture and all. And you can also see the ratings the products have, the pricing. You can share details via text message and actually purchase the products right on the website. Best Buy said this app was designed to help elevate your shopping experience. And there are other companies that are also going the same way. Alo Yoga, Wayfair, StockX, all of these are coming out with visualization apps on the Apple Vision Pro. I guess they think that that's going to be useful, that people really will be using that thing.
Do you agree?
I absolutely don't.
Okay.
Who is going to spend $3,000-some mm-hmm to do? I could go to the store and look at the product and then talk to a person. That's what I would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at the same time, I want to make sure everybody knows they can do these things. The other thing, I was just quickly going to say, more than half of the shoppers in this world would use generative AI for clothing purchases.
Hmm.
They feel it would help them.
Okay.
So,
thanks for those nuggets.
Sure, I was here to help.
Just nuggets of wisdom. When we get back, big Earth Day event happening tomorrow. There's a clothing swap you won't want to miss here in the Twin Cities. We'll tell you all about it next. Oh, JoJo Siwa, watch your mouth.
Ooh, people aren't liking her.
Welcome back. You are listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Mom, you know, tomorrow is Earth. Well, Earth Day is coming. Is it tomorrow? Yeah.
Sure. Earth Day. Every day is Earth Day, Allie.
All right. There's a big event happening tomorrow. You don't know anything about it. You know what? We need a couple of experts to fill us in.
We need an expert.
Time now for the shop girls to ask.
She really knows what she's talking about.
He knows everything.
An actual expert.
Hear that? We got an expert here.
Not one, but two experts.
That's even better.
We have Patrick Duffy, founder of the Global Fashion Exchange, back again with his partner in crime for tomorrow's big Earth Day Hewing Exchange event, Ashlyn. And Ashlyn, I'm sorry, you got to pronounce your last name so I don't butcher it.
No worries. It's Preswicky.
Preswicky. There we go. Oh, I knew like some that. Of those letters had to be silent. So thank you. Yeah. And Ashlyn is the founder of Loom and another big leader locally and beyond in sustainability. Thanks for joining us, you guys. It's a busy weekend for sure.
Such a pleasure. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, Patrick, time flies. We were trying to, my mother was like, has it already been a year since we talked? We're like, no. You did this event in the fall.
When were you
here? It hasn't
here
been that long.
In the studio.
Yes, we were in the. I was in the studio with you, which was the funnest time I've ever had in my life.
Oh my gosh! I'm sorry.
We did it in December for the holidays. We came to say hi.
Oh, okay. Right.
All right. I was thinking. I know time goes
and
fast.
Listen, but I mean, when I was at your event that you did at the Hewing then, and was just blown away by how professional it was, by all the people. It was just a clothing swap on another level. It was so cool, and you're doing
Thank
it again
you.
Tomorrow. At the Hewing in the North Loop. Fill us in on the details. What's happening tomorrow?
Yes, and we are so excited and so grateful because you are one of our hosts of the event.
Yay!
I guess so. That's what I've heard. What am I wearing? That's the big question. I got
to
go shopping this afternoon.
Yes. Well, the event is going to be tomorrow. The timing, it starts at 11 a.m. and goes till 3 p.m. We have a fantastic marketplace of conscious fashion designers, many of them who are showing here at the studio event earlier this week for Fashion Week. So you'll be able to shop the runway with the conscious fashion designs, which is super exciting. We've got great home products, which are all good for people, good for planet, to honor Earth Day. We have something called an upcycle studio, which is really exciting because you'll be able to bring in your clothing and have it repaired, put those buttons back on, fix a hem, maybe make a little dress out of a t-shirt or something like that with our wonderful friend Katie from Freight Clothing, which is really great. So all you have to do is bring your items, or if you don't have any items, we'll have items there that people can play with our sewists that will be on hand. I think we have about four sewing machine sewists that are coming in.
Sewist,
really,
I never heard that word before.
That's you've taken it very upscale.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So we've got the sewists, which is fun, and then of course Ashton and I absolutely love our signature swap event, which we're so excited about. And it's going to be really fun. So you'll be able to come at 11 and check in and drop your clothing items. And then the swap opens at 11. And we have some celebrity hosts. Allie, of course, you're one of them.
Yeah, sure she is.
You have a real, there's a real big name that I know is coming back. I don't know if you want to keep that a secret, if people have to be there to find out.
Well, we have Roxanne Battle, who's an incredible journalist and icon, Mary LaHammer, Emmy award-winning journalist, icon, Tane Danger, who's a TEDx speaker, Jasmine Stringer, who's also on
We know her.
WCG. It's going to be so fun.
Yep, and yes, we'll keep people guessing, but let's give a hint. She's the highest ranking indigenous official in the country. And she's
could it be?
Wait, what?
Who could it be?
No, you made noise right when he was saying. So he said highest ranking
indigenous elected official in the state. All right, just keep it. Yes, okay. You have to go tomorrow.
Yes.
Now here, this is my hot tip from last time, because I showed up maybe a little more than fashionably late and the swap had already swapped. I mean, there were still pieces, but I think if you really want the good stuff, you got to go early. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So we, you know, there will be lots of great stuff there, but we do recommend that people get there and queue up right at 12 because it is so much fun when people all run into the swap, but you're right. Things get snatched up pretty quickly.
Okay. Maybe can offer
can
a few
try
more tips.
Things on?
Well, is there a fitting room?
What's that?
Can you try things on, Patrick?
Yes. Yeah, you can try things on. We do have people last time actually just kind of tried things on over their clothing. But we also do have, you can go to the restrooms that are literally right around the corner.
Okay.
The ballroom at the Hewing Hotel. Yeah.
Yes.
I want to offer a few more tips about what to bring. But before we do that, Ashlyn, let's talk a little bit about your involvement and about Loom Collective, which is such a cool creative agency and with sustainability really central to your mission.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been an honor to work with Patrick and use events as a tool for social good. So Loom Collective, we focus a lot on sustainability when it comes to our event production. So we're an event design agency focusing on bridging more sustainable practices into our events, including food waste, food sourcing, different seasonality, all of those different elements. And we do a lot in fashion because, as we know, fashion can be incredibly wasteful. And so Patrick and I come together to create inspiring events like fashion shows and clothing swaps to really get people thinking about how they can look at their closet in a more sustainable way. And so, yeah, we're really lucky to get to work on really powerful and creative fashion events here.
I love that you're thinking about it big picture in terms of events. What are a couple of things that you do as an individual or that you would recommend to the rest of us to kind of incorporate more sustainable practices into our lives?
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh. I mean, I think a lot of it is where we buy our things from. So thinking about how can we source food that's more in season or locally sourced, and reducing the amount of single-use items that we bring into our lives. I think really asking ourselves, do we need this? Can we borrow it? Can we swap it? Can we, you know, find it secondhand first? And then, of course, if we have to buy it new, can we buy it locally or ethically made? Mm. And I know that's not possible for every purchase, but just being a little bit more conscious and aware of all of the things that we bring into our lives. But I think food and food waste can be a really big opportunity for
right.
us to build sustainability into our daily lives.
Yeah, I love that. And of course, when it comes to getting dressed in fashion, we have so many amazing mm-hmm. vintage stores in town and events like the swap. So, Patrick, if people want to participate in the swapping, if they're staying home today because it's cold and they're cleaning out their closets, what should you bring? What's the right way to go about this?
Such a good question. And by the way, tomorrow, no excuses. It's going to be sunny and bright and 60 degrees.
Right.
So everybody's going to be out of their house and ready to swap for Earth Day. It's super easy to participate. You really just look for the things that you love but you no longer wear. We've already got some really great names that have come into the swap. People were dropping things off yesterday and the day before. And it's all those, it's the Madewells. It's, you know, the labels that you really love. And they're just gently used. So I like to say, what Ashlyn and I like to say, is things that you'd give as a gift to a friend. So they're high quality, they're in good condition, they're clean, and that you'd be proud to give to, you know, your best friend.
So it doesn't it doesn't have to be a designer name. It doesn't have to be Chanel to qualify.
No,
good
absolutely
thing.
Not. No,
but you wouldn't mind
not.
If it was.
Absolutely not. We have swapped some Chanel before, and that definitely goes pretty quickly. And that's also part of the excitement. Is what's also really fun about it too is that people come, and I know Allie, you were there last time, and you dropped something. And for instance, Roxanne Battle, who was there last time, picked up this beautiful red trench coat, and the woman that dropped the trench coat off to swap looked at Roxanne and said, "Hey, that's my trench coat." And they became friends, and they told a story about how the trench coat came into Jolka's life. And so it's really fun, and you create community, and people are really proud of the things that they're bringing. And everybody just says, "You know what? I really love this, but I just don't have any use for it anymore." And that's what we're hoping to achieve.
So there really is no money exchanging hands. It is strictly swapping.
Strictly swapping, no money,
absolutely.
No money changing hands, which is also really cool because we're, you know, these are kind of challenging economic times, and we are really hoping to encourage people to learn and understand a new way to consume fashion
right.
that actually has no negative impact to people or the planet and their pocketbooks, which is really powerful.
Yes.
Really powerful.
Right. Yeah. So there's no cost to get in tomorrow to the event, and you can
Zero.
Bring, am I right about that?
Yes,
yeah,
you're, no
absolutely.
Cost.
It's a free
absolutely
event.
Free. Yep.
Okay, and you can bring some items, and then you get like, do you get a ticket for however many you drop off to, so that you give what you get, or you get what you give?
Yeah.
Ashlyn, do you want to share about
yeah.
that?
Yeah, we have. We'll give a token, so it's a 1-for-1 model, up to 10 items.
Okay.
I also want to just encourage folks. You don't have to just bring clothing.
Mm.
So we've had folks bring in jewelry, shoes, accessories, handbags, and that way, to try to be more size inclusive, we know that we can't have a perfect selection for all people,
sure.
but maybe you bring in some clothes and you find a pair of shoes,
yeah.
or you grab a book, just not seeing that it's not always a 1-for-1, but the value is in what is meaningful to you.
Yeah, I love that. And I also want to tell people not to be intimidated. And if you don't have anything to swap, maybe you've just cleaned out the closet, you should still go, because there are other things happening. That was one of the things that was so amazing to me last time, is all the other brands and makers and things you had going on. So can you give us just a couple of highlights?
Yes. We have, it's so fun. We have so many incredible designers. Like we mentioned before, there was a fabulous event that happened during MN Fashion Week called Into the Studio. Danielle Everine produced it. And all of those designers that showed at their show are actually going to be at the Hewing selling their items. So we've got, that's fun. You'll be able to shop the runway. We've got Kenny Washington from Black Navi Vintage, who is Minnesota's premier luxury pre-loved fashion expert. She'll be doing sustainable styling classes. She's got an incredible selection of, she does have some Chanel, some Gucci, some Prada, some Bottega. So you want to pop by her. And there's tons of great vendors, and, you know, beauty, hair, skin.
Wow.
So there's really a lot for everybody.
A lot all packed into a few hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's going to be
Go
ahead, Ashlyn. You get the final word.
Yeah. The best part, all of the folks that we've selected to be at this event are, environmentally conscious. They understand the balance of people and planet. So everything that we've curated, you can feel great about purchasing, talking to the makers, getting to know their products. It's just been a really delightful way to get to know some incredible people in our community who are doing really good things.
Well, thanks to both of you for pulling all of this together. I know that's no small task. It's going to be a really fun day. Can't wait to see you there. It all starts tomorrow at 11, with the big swap actually opening at noon.
At the Hewing Hotel.
Yes. Yeah.
And it goes till 3 p.m. at the Hewing. We'll see you there, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this. Hey, Mom, I don't know if you can see from over there, but I'm wearing a new eyeliner today.
Absolutely can't see it. How did you put it on?
Rude. I've been putting on eyeliner with a broken wrist for weeks.
It's not weeks.
But yes, it is weeks. What do you mean?
You couldn't even begin to do that.
I've been doing it with my left hand.
Oh, my goodness. I don't want to get too close to see how it looks.
Some days they've been up on my eyebrows, and I just work
how
that in.
How do you do that with your left hand?
I do. And now I can hold it a certain way in my right hand. I consider it part of my physical therapy. Anyway, that wasn't the point. The point was that I'm using a new eyeliner that I think I like from NYX.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
that brand? I think we say NYX,
I have a
not
lipstick.
NYX. Yeah. But the reason I know about this particular eyeliner is because of our friend Fatima Olive. And the reason why Fatima Olive told me about it is because she did a rundown of all the products she used on our models, Mothers of the Brides and Groom, at the Mother of Spring photo shoot. They looked so gorgeous, and she did a whole thing. And so there is a blog post. I'll put a link. For all of the products. And they're all just,
they're
a foundation,
not really expensive either.
Moisturizing foundation that she has told me about for years. That she, like, you know, she was saying, you don't, as you when you're over 50, you don't want to do anything that's too matte, because if it's too matte, it will show everything. And you know the other thing that it'll show? Tear stains. So if you're planning to go out in the world and cry,
well, I use that every day.
Then you don't want a matte foundation. You need something very moisturizing.
I've never used foundation.
Yeah, or eyeliner. So whatever.
What do you mean?
We can't all be as beautiful as you.
I do use eyeliner. Oh, you do? Not today.
Anyway, we digress. Jeez. The point is, if you go to motherof.co, and we'll put a link up, Cry for Help is our blog. And that's where we have advice and links.
I didn't know that.
It's called Cry for Help.
Oh, I love it.
Answers and advice to your most frustrating style questions related to shopping for
Can I ask anything?
Well, you could. I'm not going to say that we're going to answer it.
But anyway, the most
recent one is beauty advice from Fatima, specifically about eyebrows and moisturizing foundation. So check it out. There are some products that you definitely are going to want to buy. Also wanted to mention, as we just round things out here, last week I told you.
Yes.
And I was true to my word.
What'd you tell me?
That when I left here, I was going to go see the new Foundry Home Goods location.
You did tell me that.
I did go.
Thank you for being honest.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's great. There is what is amazing to me, and the sign of a true, like the consummate retailer, is that store can be, it has been in four different locations. It can be in any space in any part of town look like itself. The same.
It always looks like
Foundry Home Goods. Anna is amazing, and it's cute. It's certainly smaller than the last one, but she's got a garage door that she can open, so you feel like you're inside, outside. It's kind of like being in a garden store. And I think all the others, the Jay Atelier and Veronique Wants and Yume, it's all these women-owned businesses now, and they're, you know, kind of trying to sync their hours, and it's very fun. Okay. And then I was just down the street at Indeed Brewing, which is right down the street from
there.
Having
a beer?
Yeah, I was at a happy hour for work.
Oh.
And actually, I had a tea. They have some, yes.
I'm glad to hear that. You're being responsible.
Oh, I'm not allowed to drink beer. Why do I feel like I'm still 15 years old?
Because you are.
Jeez, I got to tell you if I have a beer?
Darn right you do.
Oh, my God. But they had a taco truck outside, so you could really make a David. Go in the afternoon and then go have a beer, get a taco. It's a whole thing. It's
okay,
a whole thing in the North
Loop. Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Okay. What do you want to say?
Well, I wanted to say that there's an event coming up next Friday and Saturday that I want to go to that sounds like fun, that the Collective is having. This is Friday from 4 to 8, April 26th, and Saturday, April 27th, 10 to 3. They're going to have food and drink, food from Guy Noy, which is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And they will also be having Steady Pour cocktails, and there will be several makers that I have not heard of. And that's kind of exciting to me. There's a company called DeNova, which is Spring Market Accessories. Many women-owned businesses, dinner party ceramics, a lot of home goods, jewelry. What is this other one? This is an organic wellness company.
And this is happening next weekend.
This is happening this coming Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. They've been doing this event for many years, and it's a really fun one. And that's over by Loring Park, and that would be a fun outing. But before you plan that, today, right now,
right
today,
this very minute,
April 20th, is the last day of Junk Bonanza.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So today is the final day. You could still get out there. It's indoors, vintage shopping, just like on steroids, just supersized event. And I've heard great things. It's always a good event, but it's supposed to be particularly great selection. It's out at Canterbury Park. So you could still get out there today and enjoy the last day of that.
Okay.
That would be very fun.
That would be fun.
You know, what else opens this coming week? There's a preview on Thursday. It must open Friday. Is the big Keith Haring exhibit at the Walker.
Oh, I did see that.
That's going to be a big.
And I haven't been at the Walker since they opened their new store. You know how they.
Oh, the Idea House?
Yeah, the Idea House instead of the store they had. And I haven't even seen it.
Oh.
So I need to get over there for that.
Get on that.
Yeah, I don't get out much.
I guess.
You're too busy
reading about all the celebrities.
But I'm going to see Mandy Patinkin tomorrow.
Oh,
so I'm excited about that.
Where's Mandy Patinkin going to be?
At the Ordway.
Very fun.
And yeah, that I'm excited about.
So. Okay.
Well, see, I am doing something.
I hope you have a great old time,
well,
Mom.
Thank you. I
do too. Really, really
I'll give
do.
Him your love.
Yes, indeed. And today is also the last day of the Didi Dada pop-up art gallery.
Oh, right. They were on last week.
Could it be the weather? Today, you can still get there. They're open till 7. I've been admiring photos all week. It looks so cool. Yes. Yeah. So that would be another fun one to see. So there's plenty of things to do today, even though it's maybe not the weather we would like. There's lots of reasons to get out.
Right. And the Timberwolves are playing and the Twins are playing. It's all happening here.
Have yourself a good little weekend.
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll be back next Saturday. Thanks for listening.